Welcome to the Short Rod Show. You're talking with Ben.
And you got Brett.
Thanks for joining, everyone. We're down here in the basement cranking out episodes every Sunday at 9 a.m. Back with another episode, season 5 episode.
I have no idea.
4.
But I can tell you it's not Sunday at 9 a.m. right now. But yeah.
No, we're very close. We're right before Thanksgiving, though. So that's doing pretty good.
Yeah. So here's how pumped up my kids are for Thanksgiving, Ben. Guess how many pumpkin pies we've made in the last month.
I was listening to the last week's episode when I was shopping, you know, getting ready for Thanksgiving. Yeah. I'm like, that does sound pretty good. Get a good pumpkin pie going.
Yeah. Actually, a better question would be how many cans of
Cool Whip have we
gone through versus the pumpkin pies? But yeah.
Are you talking like 3 or 4 a week or what?
I'm talking at least 2 a week.
Jeez.
I'm just popping them in their mouth like left and right.
that's
the following key. Me around like a bunch of hungry ducks.
Pumpkin pie, sweet potato pie, pecan pie. What's your favorite?
Well, I've never had sweet potato pie.
What?
Pumpkin pie is gonna be number one. Pecan is, I'll take that. If I've had a lot of pumpkin pie though, I'll take that pecan over the pumpkin next time.
Sweet potato pie.
I've never
had
it.
That's not a Southern Iowa thing.
I don't know. I've never had it though. Is it with sweet potatoes? Or is that just a thing it's called?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you can get like real sweet. Like they put a ton of stuff in it. Marshmallows.
Sure, you still
on
add
top,
your sweet condensed milk and basically it's the same thing.
I have
thing.
No idea how to
it's
make it.
It's the same thing except sweet potato puree instead of pumpkin. Oh, I'm making these pies, man.
I believe your kids were not making them themselves.
Oh, they do all the mixing. They're real into the mixing.
I thought you just take some filling and just dump it in a pie crust.
No.
You're going homemade.
Well, I mean, I'm not blending the pumpkin by any means, but yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right.
Thomas is pretty convinced we need to take the old half rotten pumpkins we have on our deck. He's like, Dad, we should make pumpkin pie out of those.
He is like, resourceful.
No, yes. We are not.
Whip them in here. Cut out the bad
moldy
spots.
Ass pumpkins. Yes. Yeah.
Cut out the bad parts. You'll be all right. That's awesome. Well, Brett, what are we talking about today?
Well, today I think tis the season, so a little bit of Black Friday deal sort of stuff. And we're also going to chime in on some listener questions and comments.
Yeah,
we've been pretty weak on actually chatting about them on the podcast. We try to get back with everyone as quickly or as accurately as we can. Sometimes it gets a little overwhelming.
Well, we have day jobs too.
Day jobs, and
we're not just professional podcasters here.
We've got a herd of children amongst us now, and So yeah, if we miss anyone, I apologize, but
yeah,
just sometimes it is what it is.
Well, and it's good that people can get a hold of us. A multitude of ways.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally we're getting Facebook messages, Instagram messages, comments on Facebook, comments on Instagram.
Emails.
We're getting tagged in like Podbean.
Yeah,
YouTube comments.
Comments on podcasts.
So it's a lot to keep up with. So yeah, we like to touch base on that and just give a couple shout outs to some folks that have sent some good stuff.
First shout out I want to give, Anglin' with Arlie.
Oh, I love that.
Give Arlie a quick shout out because he was back in some way old YouTube podcast commenting on them like a week ago. And I was like,
that's awesome.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Yep. 2021.
Some old ones when we were really getting into the YouTube stuff. But man, it's just a pain in the ass making those videos.
I know.
And then I got to dress up.
All pain, no gain. We don't look that good in person compared to how we sound.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yeah, I'd put that.
Nobody cared.
Yeah. But yeah, Arlie, we'll definitely post some stuff on your Facebook page. They put together a little Facebook page. Some of it's centered towards just getting kids involved in fishing and veterans.
Yep.
And it's a real great local group here in Ankeny and the Des Moines area.
Yeah, I think just the mission, just expanding fishing to different groups and
letting
other people experience that. So pretty cool.
For sure.
Thanks a lot, Arlie. That's cool.
The next one, Daryl H. coming at
Daryl,
us with some preservation. For some preservation tips.
So Daryl, this is probably, I don't know, Daryl, a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And he was getting all primed up by re-listening to old episodes of the Short Rod Show, which he said he can listen to over and over again.
I can't
either. good for you, Daryl. We appreciate that. But it's funny you brought that up because in looking at some of our stats, you know, when an episode drops, we get people that listen.
Because he's watching
all the time.
He was listening to Release Into the Grease.
Yes.
A cooking episode.
And then just randomly. It just seems random to me, but it makes a little more sense now, hearing Daryl's comments. But just randomly, we'll get a couple episodes that just, they'll get like 50 or 100, downloads within a couple week period.
A short period of time.
You know, from like 3 years ago.
Yep.
Like, okay, somebody's digging back through the archives.
Just, something happened here.
Yes, yeah, something happened. So that's super cool to see. But yeah, so Daryl's up from northern Manitoba. And he recently moved up.
Manitoba's pretty accurate also. We could adopt him into the U.S.
Yeah, we'll take him. And he's in ice fishing heaven, he said. He's got, I don't know how many species within a two-hour drive. 24 species.
Yeah.
And so apparently he's just catching a pile of fish because he can't figure out how to preserve all of these fish and, yep, and keep them all. Keep them fresh.
Ultimately, what his question was is he's tired of frying fish. What else can I do to keep these fish to last longer other than freezing them?
Yeah, and so talking about smoking, canning, I don't know, pickling.
Frankly, I don't have everything. The answer. I've never done any of those things other than freezing them.
No, and I guess part of what Brett and I did in one of our episodes was talk about different ways to prepare fish. Pretty
from
basic.
A recipe standpoint.
Yes, just different recipes, but not necessarily the preservation of fish. So when we drop this episode, we're going to put a post out there on Facebook and ask for some feedback from all of our listeners on how can you preserve fish? How do you do it?
I'd be really interested in the canning. Yeah. Canning and pickling is two things that I'd be really interested in. Smoking, I think that's one too, but I'm not.
Sure.
It's an interesting option.
Yep. So we'll post that out there. We want to get your guys' thoughts on that.
Yeah.
I have no clue.
Because,
we fry fish.
Ben and I have been, like you said, Daryl sent this question, literally, I don't know, probably 2 months ago.
Yes.
And initially I was like, well, shit, I don't know anything about those things.
Yep.
And then as we got into it, I was like, well, let's just ping it back to everybody else and see if anybody has any other insight on how to do that.
Yep. Yeah, I've never tried that before. Smoking it, canning it, any of that.
I'd be particularly interested on the canning or pickling. I don't know. In my mind, canning and pickling are like the same thing. Like the pickling is going to end up in a can or in a jar.
Sure.
And canning is going to end up in a jar.
Yeah, but that's more like vinegar based versus, I don't know. Maybe there's other ways that we just don't.
But I want to take some to deer camp is what I want to do.
All right. Yes.
Some pickled, I don't know, pickled 6-inch bluegill.
yes.
Yeah. You know, I don't know, something.
Absolutely.
Or pickled gizzard shad.
Pickled gizzard shad. Oh, boy. That'd be a good deer camp snack. Oh my gosh.
Spook them away.
Yep. So yeah, that's Daryl's comments there. Daryl, if you're listening, thanks for the note. That's awesome.
Yeah. Stay tuned on Facebook if you got us.
Yes. Yep. We'll try and hunt you down and tag you in there. But I'm sure he's listening right now. He's probably already ice fishing. We talked about that last week.
Yeah, dang it.
He's one of the ones. He's not going to tell anybody that he's out catching fish.
He's one of the chosen ones.
He is. Yep. Yep.
Other things we had. So a couple episodes back, we were talking. So we got these sweet new sake fishing rods.
Yep.
And I need a reel. Ben would also like a reel, but I know he has other reels, any reels. So what kind of options?
My options open. Yeah.
And so far, we've had two chime-ins of the Pissy Fun IC5 Ice.
Yep.
Something like that. And the Clam Spooler Elite.
Yes.
What do you think of those two options? Well, one's a spinning reel. One's a call those? Dropper? No. What are those? Dropper reels?
Inline
reels.
Yeah. So, yeah. Good comments there because I guess to clarify a little bit, I'm a spinning reel guy now. I get how they work. I understand,
Yeah, but the line twist, Ben. Think about the line twist.
They work in terrible conditions, right? I really haven't had one that has failed trying to be out in the extreme weather. So by that, if you're not sure, if you get water on your line, it comes up in your reel. On an inline reel especially, they all freeze. I have not had one where.
And if they do freeze and then you try to spool them out, then they back spool and bird nest on you.
Yep. A spinning reel, it can break through that ice, basically just works a little bit better. So I'm a spinning reel guy. Yeah. I'm not a Pissy Fun reel guy. I guess for the money, I'm gonna go with the the known quality.
I might look into the Pissy Fun ones. You could buy the more high-end Pissy Fun ones are like $60.
You've had good luck with Pissy Fun bibs.
The bibs. Right?
The bibs are pretty legit.
Yeah, I like those so far.
They're a pretty dang good knockoff of Striker stuff.
Your Okuma's already not American-made anyway, so...
No, it's all made in China. Ride. It doesn't matter.
Okuma's Japanese, I thought.
I'll have to look on the box. There's no way they're making them in Japan for $40.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? Yeah, Japanese brand.
They're outsourcing that to the USA.
Yes. U.S. made spinning reel. Seven ball bearings. Yeah, I don't know. I'm more of a spinning reel guy myself.
And
you brought up line twist. So that was one of the questions of how do we keep line twist manageable?
We're only fishing like 15 feet of water.
The specific way we fish, we do not get into 40, 50 foot of water where, sure, you're spinning your line down, letting your jig down the hole, and it's spinning as you're going down, and then you pull it back up and it spins in reverse coming up.
And another thing, and we mentioned when we were talking on earlier before the podcast, if you're having a lot of line twist, a good chance is that you're not getting your bait on square. Whether it's the jig's not straight up and down, or your whatever bait, I don't know whether it's a plastic or something like that.
Throws it off
a little bit. It's off a little bit, and then as you drop it and as you're jigging it, it's spinning. So I wonder, keep an eye on that. Make sure everything's square and tight and the way it needs to be.
Yeah, no, that makes sense, definitely. Brett's messing with the
laptop. This thing. Oh, yeah. I got signed out.
There you go. Hit the password.
What is it?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. real complicated here.
Yeah. The old if you ever find yourself at Ben's house and you want to hack his MacBook, yeah, there you go.
No need to make it more difficult than it is.
Bleep that out later.
Yeah, I don't care. It's all good. But yeah, I'm a spinning reel guy. With the line twist, that's not as big of a deal. It's more of reliability, having a good drag. I've dabbled in the inline reels. I could probably dabble some more.
Yeah.
Just not really.
Well, the one inline reel I've ran is that, I think it was Brandon's, is it a pickle stick?
Yeah.
That's what it's called. The tickle stick. I was just having a hell of a time with backspool.
The tickle stick in pickle green.
Pickle green. Yes. Okay. I knew there was a pickle.
So we call it the pickle stick.
There was something in there with pickle. Yeah, I knew that.
The pickle stick. Yes. Yep. Well, that's the 13 free fall.
Yeah.
Reel,
I believe. The free fall.
Yeah.
Sure. And I mean, folks that like it, if you can get a ride in a shack,
absolutely.
Great option.
Yes.
Just pull the trigger and let her drop. Great option.
I do like it in a shack.
But we do a lot of outside fishing.
Yep. Fair weather rod, absolutely.
Yep.
That works pretty good.
Yeah. If I'm taking the kids with me, we're going to be fair weather anyways. But
yep.
When it's just you and I, usually the reason the kids aren't coming with us is because it's suck out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Negative 10, wind's blowing.
Yeah.
We're barely keeping our holes open.
Yeah.
And then we're trying to reel up. With line that's just crusty.
That's got ice on it already as it's coming into the reel.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just don't work out.
But, you know, your guides are going to ice up no matter what. There's no good way around that.
I've never really had any problem. Well, I guess the schoolie's never really had any problem. Oh, I guess the one.
There's only
the
one guide on it.
Yeah, the very end of the guide. Yeah, it sometimes does. Yeah.
Just the one. And it's huge.
Yeah. Moving on to reel bands. Now, here's a hot tip, I think. This is reel bands. So I'm not real, I assume these are vape pens that they're talking about.
So the tip, I'm going to
because it's
up
a
here,
vape.
This is good.
It's a vape, what is this? Vape tank band.
Yeah,
vape. You can get like 30 of them for $10. Who told us to do this one?
I'm looking it up here because now I can't remember.
Somebody put it on here. Ben will get it. Seemed like a super hot tip. You get some kind of cool designs with them. They're on Amazon. Just look up vape tank bands.
Paul L. He said, you mentioned ice bands. You can get a bunch of silicone bands super cheap. And he sent me a link on Amazon. That's pretty cool. They use them to seal vape tanks, I guess.
What's a vape tank?
I have no
clue.
Like
the folks that are vaping?
I guess.
It's a tank and you just, like it goes in between there and it snaps on.
I don't know.
So it's more of a seal than a tight elastic band maybe.
Yeah, Paul's with us and says, not my thing, but I use them to hold reels for ice rods. Yes.
Yeah, I'd give for $11 for 30, I'd give that a shot.
I should just post that on our page because that's it. So they're $10, 30 of them. And I said, you know, that's a great tip because I never
did
any research on that.
Super hot tip.
Great deal there if you don't mind the goofy stuff on the
They've got some interesting
skull and crossbones. You got the stars all over it, smiley faces,
Playboy bunny
sign, like skull on fire, just weird stuff.
Is it only one of each, or can I get at least a matching set?
I don't know if it's matching. We should just buy it.
Okay.
I do want to see. So Paul, you should email back or send us a message back. Do you see that tool he's got to stretch?
Oh, him? Yeah, that's a nut bander there. Yeah,
the I can nut get you bander. That. Okay, Brett, hook us up.
That's a castrating band tool.
He does have some in the categories.
Yeah, that's a typical deal there, Brett, Ben. The those are easy bander. To get by.
All right, that would be helpful.
Yep.
So anyway, yeah, silicone bands. I'll post those on our Facebook page. That'd be cool.
I'm real familiar with those things growing up.
Vape tank bands?
No, putting bands on lamb nuts.
Well, that's what I mean, the castration bands.
Yeah, that's what a castration tool is, that deal he has.
Are you going to use that on your ice rod from sake fishing?
I'll have to grab one from my dad's house, from my parents. But yeah, I might. I'm sure he's got two or three of them old ones laying around. He chops them.
Previously used ones?
Yeah.
They've actually been used and you slap them on your ice reel?
Oh no. I meant the tool. The tool. Okay. Not the band.
I was like,
the tool.
I know you're cheap. I get that. That's fine. But you're gonna drive down to southern Iowa, get a couple used castration bands.
Well, you know how you get used ones. There's the nutsack still attached to them. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man. All right. Anyway, real bands. All right,
moving on.
No, that's a good topic though, Chris. Or Paul, thanks for that.
Adam S. Thanks for the diesel heater hot tip.
Oh, yeah.
Saved his kids.
Yeah.
Real great. Made for some great family outings last winter. That's what I love about them the most. There's no super hot spot for kids, little kids with fingers and active kids to get burnt.
Yep.
I think that's, to me, that's the number one. At this point in our lives, that is the number one selling point.
Yeah. So Adam just said huge thank you to the nudge into diesel. So he
yeah.
I mean, this is a home-built thing, if I've ever seen it, because it's a Milwaukee pack-out crate.
Yeah, that's legit.
With like a
Adam Newmaster, or Alex Newmaster would love the hell out of that.
He's got like a custom top to it. Got the power coming out. He's got the heater on the side. He's got the fuel tank on the side. This is just dang impressive of what he's got set up here. But yeah, so he's got kids the same age as ours. Listening to your family outing stories have really helped build this first-gen fishing family's passion for hard water. Thanks for a great show. That's awesome.
Yeah.
When I read that,
I was gets me pumped.
Yes.
Shoot him a message. See if that's okay. We share that picture.
Well, it's on our Facebook page, so you already.
Oh, it is? All right. Yeah, let's share that picture out.
You already shared it. But yeah, that's a cool setup. So if you guys want to see that, how he did that in the packout. Because just looking at the setup, he's got...
By packout, that's a Milwaukee packout-like box thing.
Yeah, yep. So like it's a milk crate kind of thing, but a fancy one.
Yeah, $100 milk crate.
But look at how he's got the air outlet. He's got like a cutoff thing. I don't know, like to tamp down the air outlet. And then
we're on a podcast.
The exhaust there. I'm just.
You got to describe what you're looking at.
I'm looking at. I don't know what I'm looking at here because this is just. I'm trying to figure out how it works and I can't figure it out.
Oh, okay.
That's just cool.
Yeah.
And apparently works great because it gets kids out on the ice.
Did some work.
Very good. Yeah. Love that stuff. Love hearing about that. So, yeah. If you guys have comments, questions, any of that, throw it up on our Facebook page. Comment on one of our posts. You know, every Sunday when the episode drops, it's going to put a little reminder out there, link to it through Podbean.
Yep.
And click on that. Create your own. Or send us a message on Facebook or an email. That's awesome to hear from all of our fans. And
give us a rating whenever you get a chance also.
Yeah, I will give a little plug for that because I've noticed our iTunes reviews getting a little old.
Oh, are they?
Yes. I think we skipped a whole year here almost coming up on. But those help a lot.
Do people really listen through iTunes anymore?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That is our number one source of podcasts, Apple Podcasts.
I'm surprised to hear that. Actually, it's not Spotify.
Yep, Spotify is number two, which we got kicked out for some reason.
Yeah, maybe that's the problem why it's number two.
So we're back.
Yeah.
We're back on. So
we didn't get kicked out the broken link.
Yeah, so thanks to those guys that said, hey, we couldn't find you on Spotify. What's the deal?
Yeah. I didn't even know. I didn't know anything about it.
No idea. Somebody don't listen something. To Spotify. I don't even have an account.
So yeah, if you guys ever hear something ever seems wonky, we're not where you think we should be, let us know, because likely something happened that we are not aware of.
Yep. That was really cool. But yeah, give us a rating on any of your podcast platforms. That definitely helps. You know, a lot of the other podcasts that I see, they have no ratings.
Yep.
You know, and that's
just, and you just don't know nothing about
it. You don't know. Yep. Yep. So if you enjoy it, give us a rating. We sure appreciate it.
All right, Ben, you ready to switch gears?
What else you got there? Yes. Black Friday.
Black Friday
slash Christmas. Will be,
Black Friday will have come already by the time you guys hear this.
But there'll still be deals to be had.
Wheeling and dealing. We're still coming into, what is that? Something Monday. What is that?
Oh, Deal Cyber Monday? Monday.
Cyber Monday.
Yeah, good point.
Yep.
Yeah, lots of deals to be had. So we mentioned last time icefishingdeals.com.
Yeah, pretty disappointed in our
They're still going.
One post since we last talked about it.
Yeah, it's just...
November 6th.
Maybe there's no other good deals.
Black Friday is this week.
I'm just saying, you never know. I'm not going to go out there and find all these deals, so we got to lean on somebody.
Yep.
They're doing...
If they want my Amazon affiliate, maybe that's why. There's just no Amazon affiliate.
Could be.
Type.
Yep. I'm sure they're out to make their money.
Maybe.
But yeah, what are you looking at on the laptop here?
Cast King. So if you guys are familiar with Cast King, just kind of a fishing brand. I know them more for open water stuff. I didn't really know they made a lot of ice fishing things. But they make a twin tip, two tips, ice fishing rod. So imagine it's like a... So you think of like your full-size rod, open water rod, a two-piece open water rod.
It's a 20, this is a 27-inch, yeah.
This is a two-piece ice fishing rod.
Yep.
And you can swap out a medium light for a medium.
So it's got two tips, a medium light and a medium.
$21 for both, though.
No, less than that.
Oh, yeah, you get that coupon.
So, yeah, icefishingdeals.com, they posted this on, I think.
I mean, it's got 4.5-star rating. That's pretty legit.
I'm pretty curious on that.
Yeah, I'll scroll down.
Cast King. Here, go back up.
Well,
scroll
back up. I was going to see what the rating is.
It's called the Cast King Convert Twin Tip Ice Fishing Rod. Perfect for young anglers.
Except it has this old ass dude on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
100% IM6 graphite / glass blank. There's no way.
That doesn't mean anything to me. I don't know what that means.
That just sounds...
Well, fancy. One's graphite, one's glass.
Rubber cork handle, two-piece reel seat, and storage case.
Oh, it comes with a case. Hell yeah.
Yeah. See what other pictures
I was going to read the reviews quick.
So, yeah, anyway, with the deal that's going on right now.
Oh, got a walleye.
It's $14.
Yeah,
I guess that's what kind of piqued my interest there. That's a steal and a half. Of an ice fishing rod that's $14.
Comes in blue.
Yep.
That's a big perk on the reviews. What do we got here? Customers like the quality and the value.
They have fish on the end of the rod.
Top reviews from the United States. So,
yeah, icefishingdeals.com.
These are fake. These reviews are way too long. Who's writing all this?
People are passionate about fishing.
This rod is just what I read, and it comes with a backup tip. Yeah? Okay.
So let's read the zero.
Let's read the one-star comment.
There you go. Let's go right to the negative.
Those are my favorite.
Broke first time I set the hook.
On a fish, the rod broke off the handle.
Of course.
Great concept. Love how you get the two rods for the price of one, but have sent two back already.
Oh, jeez.
Yikes.
Somebody's really getting involved. Anyway,
putting on those grommets is like an elephant screwing an ant.
Where are you find this is all Amazon?
I don't know.
Still Amazon stuff. Yeah,
junk. The guides are not aligned.
Well, I guess this just goes to show you don't need a whole lot to catch some fish, because a couple of those folks just...
I'll say that, granted, that's only 4% of the comments. 68% of them really are five good. Star.
Yeah.
Like, it's got good comments.
Surprisingly good. Just 4.4 out of 5.
The bottom ones are hilarious. Anytime I get anything off of Amazon that I'm not sure about, I always look at the one star.
Just go right to the bottom. Scraping the bottom of the barrel here. Yeah, so, twin tip ice fishing rod for $14 if that floats your boat. Might be a good stocking stuffer for
Oh yeah,
some of our folks.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Hey, I'd take one.
Sure.
Absolutely, I'll try it out. pretty cool. But yeah, so I brought the Shields catalog because that came in the mail conveniently right before Black Friday.
Yep. And I see you've circled three items with a crayon, a black crayon, or maybe brown.
Real quick before we get into that.
Okay.
The entire catalog is clothing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember Shields being that much into just clothes, but I mean, that's really what the catalog is.
There's really no ice fishing specific stuff.
No, and it's basically the last page.
So except for this box. The rod box is the only ice fishing specific thing.
Yep. Well, that's the ice bundle live scope too.
Oh, and ice bundle live scope for $18.99.
Yeah, so if you go all the way to the back, just skip all the clothes. Doesn't matter. Get all the way to the back. There are a couple interesting things in there. So Bubba blades, the lithium ion, you know, rechargeable fillet knives. Those are sweet.
Yeah, they work real good.
I don't really know the difference. I think I've used that $125 one. What's that one called?
Bubba lithium ion fillet knife.
Okay, the basic. What's the expensive one?
Bubba Pro lithium ion fillet knife. Pro.
Yeah, I don't know what the difference is, but whatever comes with a variety of blades, couple batteries, gets you through everything.
Yeah,
I guess when I look at fillet knives, it would be nice to have the panfish specific blades.
Sure.
8 inches, 6 inches, whatever. Super flexible. And then if we were filleting out a pike, I want some more stiff action. You know, I want something that's a little bit better.
It's going to grind through those bones for you.
Yep.
That we can pickle. If someone has a good recipe for pickled pike.
Pickle it. Yep.
Man.
Chop it up.
Yeah, if you guys could get us a pickled pike recipe, that'd really be a game changer when we go to Minnesota.
We can catch a mess of pike.
Oh, yeah.
Guaranteed.
Yep.
But yeah, so the Bubba blades are in there. They're $125 for the basic and then $160 for the
this pro. Rapala lithium ion tool set really caught my eye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I circled that in black crayon just so my wife could see that. But yeah, it's a three-piece toolkit. So it's got
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pieces.
And like a 12-volt flashlight. Okay, yep. They all use the same battery. And it has a lithium ion fillet knife, which is kind of cool. I don't know how good that is, the Rapala fillet knife. It might be junk.
I mean, if it's as good as the fixed blade one, for as many of those that they sold, that's the most sold fillet knife ever.
Yeah, I just feel like you could really
mess up. I've got two of them.
You could mess up that.
Sure. It's been around for a long time, though.
Has it?
Yeah. The Rapala, they've pushed out that electric fillet knife for a long time.
We should try it out then, because that caught my eye. So it's $129. It's a kit.
But the aerators are fillet knife. You're jumping too far.
Fillet knife, the flashlight, battery, charger, and the aerator.
Yeah, that's sweet.
I like that idea. Just have something that's a little more reliable. So I've been kind of through the ringer on the aerators before. Have the clam aerator, the rechargeable one, which I lost the charger cord for. So that's kind of a bummer. I got to figure out how to charge it.
Do you know what these batteries look like? Have you seen one in person?
Yeah, they look just like...
Because this picture... Yeah, I was just going to say, they look like the M12.
Yeah. They might even be the same thing.
They might be. Like, that picture looks exactly like that M12 that you just held up.
Yep. They probably contract Milwaukee to build the batteries.
Do you think... I mean... You could just plug in the M12s, right. That'd be legit.
We might just need to buy that thing.
That aerator did catch my eye.
That's aerators, though, I feel like the clam aerator is good. It's a rechargeable.
Yep. I like the concept.
You can charge it they claim you can charge it by USB, but the problem is it comes with a barrel plug.
Yep.
So it's a barrel plug into the clam with an adapter cable that's got USB on the other end. That's a pain. Nobody can keep track of any cord in my experience.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous. You're telling me that we have to plug in a USB in your whatever, okay? Anything runs off USB. But then the other end is a freaking barrel plug?
Yeah.
Okay. Make it a micro USB. Make it a USB-C.
Something
put an iPhone lightning connector on it. Whatever.
Yeah.
So, anyway, can't find that cord. It's, I don't know. If I want to even try and do anything with it.
And I'll say on the other end, that solar-powered one you got me, While I very, very much appreciate the thought.
Sucks.
Complete chunk. It's already in the trash.
Save your money.
Yeah, it made one charge, and then it would last like 5 minutes.
Dang it. That was a good idea, too.
Yeah.
Usually your minnow buck is just sitting right out there soaking in the sun.
It is.
I know.
And I would turn it on, and it would bub, and then dead.
Yep.
And then I'd leave it off for 10 minutes.
Not enough juice.
Then turn it on, and go bub, and then dead.
Dang it.
And then the minnows died.
Well, the other one that I had was a cheap aquarium pump. No, we've talked about that on the podcast before, but that charges by micro USB and it does not last at all. Like it might last 4 hours. Mm. You know, like when we go on a trip, I want it to last
all day,
a weekend, 3-4 days.
It's hard to beat those D cell batteries.
They have a lot of power in there.
Like I've gotten the Engel cooler.
Yes.
Like I've only replaced them maybe 3 times.
I have not had that experience ever with them. You must be.
How long have I had that?
Real good D batteries.
What year was that? We went to we stayed out on Pleasant for Memorial Weekend. Oh,
that's probably 2016 or 17.
Yeah, I've only probably changed out those batteries that many times. 3 times. I mean, I don't use it a ton.
No.
But when I do use it, it's running for 3 or 4 or 5 days in a row.
I just feel like you're buying really good D batteries.
Huh? Well, I do. I buy the Energizer lithiums.
You buy the name brand.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I just feel like an aerator like that, that says 35 hours on that battery, which that's probably on the low end, I would think.
Yeah.
But interesting. So yeah, $129.
I like the idea and where that's going.
The fillet knife, the fillet knife alone's a $100 deal. And then the flashlight, okay, who needs another flashlight?
Which, yeah, night fishing, you know, whatever.
I know. I'll take another flashlight. That's fine. Sure. I like flashlights, but. And then, yeah, the only thing I'm disappointed in, I feel like that's a 2-battery kit. That should be a 2-battery thing.
Yeah.
An extra battery is like $35. So that's not bad. So, yeah, Brett's really pouring over the Milwaukee
battery. Dude, that is a Milwaukee battery.
It's funny because we're running the podcast on a Milwaukee battery right now.
Yeah, we've always been charged off Milwaukee's.
We're running our recorder off the Milwaukee battery.
But this is a different one than that one. What's this one, a different amp?
That's a 2-amp-hour.
2-amp-hour battery.
We have a 3, that's an old 3-amp-hour.
Yeah,
things extended hog. Running it. But they make a 6-amp-hour in that same package now.
Really?
Yeah. So
dang,
if you could run your aerator off a Milwaukee battery, that'd be cool. So anyway, leave a comment if that's the case. If you have the Rapala.
Well, then you can get the Rapala heated jacket. You could do all sorts of stuff. Well, if they make it, they got the battery. They just will make a heated jacket with Milwaukee also. Just put Rapala on it.
You could. Yeah. Makes more money.
Yeah. I already got the Milwaukee heated jacket.
Yep.
Absolutely. I got a camo one. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
This year?
So, I got it last year. My wife got it for me for my birthday.
I think I remember that.
And she's like, oh, you could take this, you could wear this hunting.
The camo one.
Yeah, she could wear this hunting. And I'm like, I'll take the jacket. I like it. But where I go hunting on public land, I am not going to wear a $250 jacket.
Yeah. You think it would just get ripped to shreds.
Oh, it's got to be just, full of burrs and just shit.
Yep. Not going to hold up.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, the old Shields. So if you guys aren't familiar with Shields, they're kind of a regional
sports, yeah, I like Shields
sporting company. But
they're my favorite.
Yeah, they're pretty big around where we're at. You know, started in Minnesota, I believe.
Oh, did they?
Mm-hmm. That was right on the border, Minnesota and North Dakota.
Back in my primitive days, I was just a Blaine's Farm and Fleet man.
The Farm and Fleet. Not the Fleet Farm.
No, Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Yep.
Muscatine.
Yeah, Blaine's is a Wisconsin company. And Fleet Farm is also Wisconsin, too, I think.
Yeah, they're brethren.
No, maybe they're... No, Mills is all... Mills Fleet
Farm. Mill and Blaine are brothers.
Minnesota. What?
Yeah.
No. Is that a thing?
I mean, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, some of you have...
We got to go offline on that before we go talking about this on the podcast. Just
pulling this out of nowhere.
I'm pretty sure they were related.
You're saying Mills Fleet Farm and Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Yep.
They're related.
Mill and Blaine were related. Yep.
We're going to get roasted on that.
Yeah, I know. That's why we got to go offline before I talk about that.
there's no way. No, Mills is from Minnesota. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is from Wisconsin. Brett's on Google right now.
Mills Fleet Farm versus Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Here we go.
No, versus.
The real story behind Mills Fleet Farm and Blaine's. This is from July 19, 2022. From the Milwaukee Press.
Which is better?
Two brothers of hardy Midwestern farmer stock were setting out to take their mark on the world. Went by the name of Blaine and the other Mills.
No.
Yes.
That's crazy.
And they had a killer idea. They decided to start a store selling supplies.
Is this on theonion.com?
Not Milwaukee. First of all, somebody had a girlfriend stolen. One too many cutting remarks. Result was undeniable. Bitter family feud. Business was split into two. Mills Fleet Farm and Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Yes.
Wow.
I knew it.
That is history right there. I had no idea.
Oh, right at the end. It's a fun story, right? But not the truth.
Oh, there you go. It was on The Onion.
The urban myth. Blaine's Farm and Fleet and Mills Fleet Farm originated from the same family.
Nope.
Was deeply embedded into Wisconsin culture, both of them. If you're from Wisconsin, you know that at least one of the two. And if you're new to Wisconsin, so this is like the unthawed debacle we had a couple years back.
Yeah.
Evidently, that's a big Wisconsin thing.
Unthawed.
And if you're new to Wisconsin, you won't be long before someone suggests you find whatever you're looking for at one of the two. For almost the exact same line of products, but they're more than just a place to buy a hose.
They're different stores. I'll give them that. Now you're just...
Yeah.
No.
They're two different stores. Dang it.
Brett's just searching for something that's going to support his
a little more corporate. Oh, yeah. It's too corporate. No blood feuding.
It's just an April Fool's thing.
Yeah. Weak.
Yep.
All right. Dang it. I really thought I was onto it there. I must have just read the
Mills
first.
Mills and Blaine's.
Yeah. Brothers. I really thought we were on it.
Separated at birth.
That article
started
really
their own fleet farms.
Sucked me in.
Farm fleets.
Yeah. Anyway. It was funny how I found that right away.
No.
It just went south.
I don't want to compare Shields to Fleet Farm.
No. They're not anywhere near the same store.
Yeah. It's hard to describe, but not the same. Anyway.
I'm checked out now that story
is
bust.
Yeah, Brett's just... Bubbles burst.
Yeah.
One of the next events that's coming up, though, want to touch on the St. Paul Ice Fishing Show. And that's coming up December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, I believe, in St. Paul at the River Center. And I like to go every year. I love it. I just eat that stuff up. I just like the energy of being around a bunch of people that just all love ice fishing.
Have you thought about going to any new ones? Any different ones?
Like no, not at all.
Like the
nope.
Sioux Falls one or
the Sioux Falls. There's like a North Metro ice show, I believe. There's a couple like local, you know, bait shop ice shows, that kind of thing too.
But yeah, you've been to the one in Spirit.
Yep. Cables ice show.
Shop at the Pros.
Yep. Those are cool, but I, you know, just in my eyes, like St. Paul's the big one.
Yeah.
It's very,
everybody's there.
Very commercialized. Right. It's there to, you know, showcase products. If people are going to release stuff, they release it there.
Yep.
And then, you know, basically anybody that walks through the door, you're paying $20 to get in. You're paying all kinds of money for whatever concessions that you get there.
Yep.
You know, $20 for a beer.
Yep.
$10 popcorn, all that stuff. But there are deals there. There's deals to be had.
Sure.
If you're smart about it, if you know what you're looking for. I guess we talk about this a lot. Go in there with a plan, go in there knowing what things are retail, what things are on sale, and then what things are roughly 20% off. That's kind of the deals that people can get. So,
Ben, how do you think we could make something like that? Cause I feel like that business is all profit. You charge people to get in.
Yep.
You charge the vendors to be there.
Yep.
And you pay for the building.
Yeah, or you get the building to just
be
provide
there.
That. Yeah. Yeah. Because they're going to charge you for parking or whatever.
Yeah. Like you're making,
you pay $20. Oh, that's yeah.
I say, I think the same thing on the Farm Progress show.
Yep.
In Boone. Oh,
yeah. Good point.
Like they charge buku dollars for the vendors to be there and then they charge $20 to get in.
Yep. Yep.
And you're going to see vendors that paid to be there.
Yeah. So yeah, we could do a little meet and greet that same way. Charge people to park, charge people to get in. Charge people to like buy Vendor, anything.
Yep. We'll do it on public land. There we go. We'll do it out on Big Creek. Exactly.
Yes. We'll be out on the lake. You guys come see us. But you got to pay to get.
Yeah, you got to pay to get on the ramp.
We'll build a little snow castle there.
Yep.
Yeah, you got to pay to get past it.
Yeah, pay to play.
Yeah, but we'll be at the St. Paul show coming up December 1st through the 3rd. Come say hi. See us poking around. Message us on Facebook.
Ben will be at the Widowmakers.
Yeah, we'll be over by Widowmaker saying hi, checking out all the...
Don't touch the pointy end.
Yes. If you know anything about lures and jigs, don't touch the pointy end.
Yep.
Yep, that'll be a good time. Looking forward to it. We'll cover the show. I'm excited to see what's new. That's usually...
Yeah.
You know, there's something to be said about hearing about new things, but then not being able to see them.
It'll be a big year this year. At that show because there's no ice.
Yes.
In Minnesota yet.
It's getting cold.
It's going to get cold, but Red Lake's not frozen over.
No, people are not out fishing yet.
No.
And literally like going hands-on with those products, that's the best.
Yep.
You can go there, you can talk to people that are, you know, the pro staff or the...
My favorite whatever. Are the little booths.
Yep.
Like you can go to the big ones, you go to your Reeds and you go to your... Clam and you go to those things.
Clam's like half the dang
show. But I like the little, like the mom and pop places that have one little 8x3 booth and they have whatever.
8x12. All right.
Well, it's longer than it is short, you know, that sort of thing.
8x3.
Longer than it is wide.
Yep.
But, you know, they just have one thing and this is what they felt that was a product that enough people would be into.
Yeah.
To spend the money to have a booth to be there.
Yep.
And those folks are, I think those folks are bringing some real innovation.
Yep.
Sometimes they're a little quirky and they're very specific in situations that they would be valuable in, but I think they're interesting.
But that stuff, like if we didn't call it out on a show or they weren't on some, you know, Facebook page like Trick Your Trap or Iceaholics.
You'd never know about it
at all.
So that show, no clue. Ice show is the best way to find those.
Yeah. It seems like every year, you know, we get more like lithium battery companies, you know, a lot of more like technology type focused companies, which is cool to see because everyone does things a little bit different.
Well, like that, that little flag we bought the first year we went that like mounts to the side of your rod.
Yep.
And you string your line through it. And when it gets tension, it pops.
Yep.
Like that was freaking sweet.
Yeah,
I've never caught a fish on it, but I thought it was super cool.
Very rarely.
I still think it's super cool.
But it's cool. It's a cool concept. Yeah. Yeah, that part's cool. And then if you're trying to buy big ticket stuff, they have that. I mean, that's pegged. That's figured out. You know, you can go get the best deal on something. I bought my shelter there.
Buy yourself a guillotine.
Yeah, 2017 is when I bought that thing.
Was it when you bought your otter?
That's 2017.
It's that long ago.
Yes. And I wheeled and dealed. Went
That's
around,
probably the last time I went.
Best deal. Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. It was awesome.
This year's not going to be good either.
Yep. Good stuff. But yeah, the St. Paul show.
Your otter's that old?
Yeah. Yep. 6 years old.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. It's aging gracefully with its yellow windows and that I clean every year.
Yeah.
With the plastic.
It'd be cool if you could pull those out.
I know.
There's a company that does those, that, you know.
What, and resew new ones in?
No, there's a company that makes them so you can just, they're just Velcro.
Eskimo?
Yeah.
Put Eskimo windows in?
No.
I could just cut those out.
Ooh.
Put a little Velcro on them, put an Eskimo window.
Actually, that might be a good idea.
That's a good idea.
Try that, maybe.
There you go, $1 million idea.
I don't know about $1 million, but maybe just get rid of yours and get an Eskimo.
I don't know. They do have new Eskimo shelters this year, so.
Really?
Flip over.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's like a new size, so. I don't know if they're bigger. Replacing the Sierra like what you have, but they have an Escape 2000.
Oh, that's so small.
That's like a 1.5, 2-man, like short.
Probably the same tub though.
I don't know. I'll check it out.
Because I think that's what makes it the escape.
I haven't seen one.
It's that roto-molded tub. Oh. Where mine is not. Yeah, mine is a flimsy plastic.
Kid sled.
Thing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah. No, I'm interested to see that. I would not be opposed to getting a ice rod case.
Sure.
Of some kind.
We got to get something to protect that.
And that's where,
fishing rod.
Yeah, the Shields case. That looks pretty cool. That's tempting, but.
Yep.
Also, I like to keep my eyes open for other stuff. There might be some, entrepreneur type person there with a booth selling ice rod cases that are just out of this world.
Yeah, something you hadn't thought about, triple decker or something.
Yeah, that's just something totally different.
Yeah.
That's a good price, and you can, beat them up over the price a little bit and go, hey.
Or
yeah,
maybe a regular rod.
Buy this other one.
Shields has a booth.
Yep, Shields. I don't know if they will. Good point.
Oh, maybe that's Reeds that I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Well, you can get all that stuff at Reeds.
Yeah.
Plano cases.
Or if you're real desperate, you can stop at Fleet Farm on your way home.
Yeah. I've done that.
South side of Minneapolis.
So that first year, when I bought the Otter, couldn't find a freaking Hi-Fax kit.
Yeah.
Couldn't find something
else. The
light kit.
Yep.
Yep. Everyone sold out of lights.
So we stopped at Fleet Farm on our way home.
Yep.
Yeah.
Stocked up. Anyway, all right. For those of you that ask for longer podcasts.
We can't do it.
We can't.
40 minutes? What time are we at?
We're at 46 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is a long one.
This is a little long. Normally, we're hitting 40 minutes, and that's pretty much about right. But
yeah.
Basically, yeah. It's a good flow.
I feel like we just ramble if we go much longer.
If you give everyone a little bit more, they're just going to want some more.
Yeah.
And then it's going to lose its shine, so.
Yeah,
I'm good with that.
We'll keep her shiny.
Absolutely. Want to keep everyone engaged and have a lot of good content to talk about next week too. So,
ooh, Crocs 25% off.
Yeah, do you see how much Crocs actually cost?
Yeah, like $45.
Well, that seems cheap. The front page has Crocs on it. That's great.
That's well, I do need some new ones. Mine are. There's no tread left.
Oh, gotta have the tread on the Crocs.
Huh? Yeah, that four-wheel drive doesn't get you very far anymore.
There you go. All right, well, we'll catch you next time on
The Short Rod Show.